isn't what you'd call a hero model or a mensch. Says we've got to grovel and obey, or he's going to make us pay. Really has an ego, and he thinks the sun will rise and set according to his will. In reality, is a fool, not a jewel, really cruel man. One day, while on the town surveying his subjects, who should he meet but Mordecai? An honest Jew just out for a daily trek. But when the royal guards insisted he bow to Haman, he patently refused, for Haman's line was that of Amalek. Mordecai told her, Esther, don't you read the news? Your precious king has sealed our fate. Bad for the Jews, there really is no time to lose. Talk to him, don't hesitate. But Esther said that's suicide. Marching before the king, demanding that he abort this genocide, that would be suicide too. So although I love you, dear Mordecai, on this solution you can't rely. For although I am queen of all I see, a hero I will never be. After no food and no drink for 3 days, Esther got dressed, spirit ablaze, entered the throne room which harbored the king, with whom she'd be reasoning. Ahasuerus saw his bride right away, lifted his staff, started to say, Esther, my queen, tell me what's your desire, I'll grant all that you require. Then Esther, tense and uneasy, came forward and began to express, O king, I wanted to ask you to stop by with Haman to nosh and rest.